The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
I say resurrection, good morning, and welcome to each and every one of us. I welcome you to Resurrection Power for today. Resurrection Power for today. Once again, we thank the Lord that we are back. And I want to thank the Lord for taking me to Uyo in Akwa Ibom State in Nigeria to meet with God's general and to have an impartation and a great moment with him. And he has brought me back safely. That journey has been very difficult. Not from Ghana. From Ghana to Lagos is very easy. But from Lagos by air to get there, Nigeria is another place. And I thank God I'm a Ghanaian. And I thank God for Ghana. I thank God for the system in Ghana. Yes, sometimes our things here, our economy and our things are difficult. But I tell you, when you get to other nations, you realize that we are very organized. You realize that we are very, very organized. I remember, I didn't know. I thought it is the same airport. The local airport is different from the international airport. I mean, not the distance is a distance. You need to take a taxi there, not like our place, where you can even walk from Terminal 3 to the other side. Here you need to take a taxi, about six thousand naira. And when you get there, I tell you, you'll be standing by your luggage for 5 hours, 4 hours. And oh no. Oh my God. I tell you, but I thank God. You know, I've come to learn that every good thing is not cheap. Nothing excellent, nothing perfect, nothing that will make you shine is easy. If you want to get life easy, then you better tell God to kill you. If you want to get something easy, you better tell God that you don't qualify, so he should take you out of this world. I've learned a lot of lessons. The best never comes easily. It is the cheap and the cheapest. The mediocre, that is what comes easily. The best in life never comes easily. And finally, I got there. And well, another time, I'll be sharing bit by bit. This one is just about the journey. And when I was coming back to, it's the same. Coming back to, but I didn't stay at the airport for too long. All that. But I thank God that the Lord brought me back safely. In fact, I have a lot of things to share. I have a lot of lessons, things I have learned in this journey. Beloved, I want to say something to you. Don't fight for things. Fight for things that you know are yours, that the devil is taking from you. Let me put it that way. Fight for good health. Fight for your promotion. Fight for things for which Christ has died. But don't fight for things with people. When you think that something belongs to you and somebody is using his position, somebody is using his title, somebody is using an advantage to go before you to take it, you keep on praying. Don't fight with the person physically. Keep on praying and declaring. Let me tell you, anybody who takes something that does not belong to, that God has not destined for the person. Look, inside the person is never happy. The person is never celebrated. I am telling you, it's like these Sakawa boys who use various means to get these big cars. Even when the cars are passing, people don't see. I'm telling you, you think people are watching those cars, they pass. They think that people are watching them, that they have money. People don't see them. I am telling you, anything that does not belong to you, that God has not destined for you, and you take it, inside you, you are never fulfilled. And people also don't celebrate you. Let God give you things. And that is why we must get closer to God to know what is ours. Fight in prayer. Fight with the word, declaring what belongs to you. Yes. What you know that Christ has destined for you, like good health, is yours. Promotion, the best of anything, is yours. I have learned a lot. I tell you, the way I was celebrated, you don't know. The Mau handles presidents, governors. What are you talking about? A billionaire. Yes, some years ago when he was in America, Bill Gates was having a problem. And Bill Gates was sent to him. Look, the man doesn't pray. He doesn't lay hands. The man speaks like God. As for Gladys, he has given that name to the man already. The man who talks like God. My God. He just told Bill Gates, that is, just go. That is it. The problem is solved. Bill Gates and the team that went to him were just sitting down looking at him. Please, I need to teach you from now how to receive from God, how to receive from the men of God. We don't necessarily have to lay hands on you. Anointed people, they speak like God. Bill Gates and the team were just sitting down, looking. He said, then he got up. He said, thank you. The next time, let me see you with the testimony. It's okay. That problem, God has solved it. Just go. It is off. Finished. They were sitting down for 15 minutes. And the man got up and left them. The team were so disappointed. They left. Exactly 3 days, Bill Gates got the solution. Bill Gates and the team went back. And Bill Gates gave him a check of $10 billion. $10 billion. $10 billion. Billion dollars. He looked at it and said, Bill Gates, this money is too big for me. What am I going to do with $10 billion? He said, go and solve the problems of Nigeria. Go and help the poor. He said, yes. But you see, tomorrow you will say that you gave me money to help the poor. I believe in God. Make it 1 billion. Make it just 1 billion. So Bill Gates changed the check to 1 billion. You see, the man does not like that. I don't know how to describe the man. The man is like God. He has seen God. I am going to quote what he just wrote. Now, every morning he sends me, messages. Aye! My God! Me, the Laliboja Bill Gates, will give $10 billion. Only God knows what I... Only God knows... Let me tell you. Let me confess. I don't think I will tell Bill Gates that I don't know what to do with the $10 billion. I'm telling you, I don't think I will do that. I don't think I will do that. Yes. But you see, the man believes in God so much. He doesn't want any human being to take the glory. No, never. Hey, before me, a governor came to see him. About 20 people will be in the room. His office, there are about 3 offices before you get to his office. 3 secretaries, then the personal assistant, PA, before you get to his office. Inside his office, it's like a chapel. His office, hey, there are seats in like stairs. About 30 people. No secret. Even if you come there, you kill somebody, you just stand and say, everybody will hear. And whatever he's telling you, everybody there will hear. That's one thing I didn't like there. No privacy. But in fact, a week today, he gave me privacy. That's on Tuesday. Tuesday, no privacy. But when God gives you favor, he has a time for privacy for you, like he did for me. He spent time with me on Wednesday, and I have learned a lot. I went there with a seed, a personal seed, and a seed from the church. I'm telling you, that triggered something. From my traveling, I have understood Proverbs 18:16, that a gift opens the way for the giver and ushers him into the great. Even Wednesday, a week today in the evening, when he was speaking, when after I've been given the privilege to address the gathering, not knowing that I was to preach, then he would just come and release power. But I wasn't told that. They just told me that Papa said you should address us. And I started sweating within me. Because to sit on that man's pulpit, my God, the protocol who are you? Governors were sitting among the congregation. He doesn't respect. No. Papa doesn't respect position. He doesn't respect, you are a big man, you have money. The man is a billionaire. Why is he preaching? He's giving out money. During church service, he's watching the little girl who dance well, the little girl who play how do we call that instrument?
Flute.
No, the one who played that round thing long. No, it's not. Is it trumpet? Is it violin? No. Another one. It's long like that. And then played it like that. He gave that girl about some thousands of naira. Then some small 8-year-old. Then some small girl, 7 years old, also dance. He said, come, how old? Whose mother, whose child is it? The mother came, I said, my wife. So his bag is full of money. My wife, give her 20,000. Oh, that brother there, the way you were praying, I feel, come. My wife, give him 30,000. I mean, my God. Beloved, we want to thank God for everything. I've gone to see God, and I've gone to see levels of trusting God and knowing God. This morning, I don't know, I just want to clear this so that, I mean, we pray. I'm just bringing you greetings, and I'm telling you that God is alive. You see, ministry is like a stream of river. Yes. Every river has streams. All the river. We have different rivers. So, and each river has streams. So the anointing has a stream. Over the years, I've realized that I am operating like this man. Yes. I got to know him in 1990 when he came to North Carolina Assemblies of God. But then I was a young pastor. But I realized that when I was giving my own pastorate at Deliverance, some of the things I do, in fact, I lost contact. But about 5 years ago, when I started watching, I realized that, not that I was copying him, but some of the things I preach and I say, when I hear him say it, and I hear him command, hey, who is that walking? Sit down. Hey, keep quiet. You, are you here with us? You, this woman. Why are you not clapping? And I saw him also doing that. I said, Jesus, hey, then at least I have somebody who is also, then I have some, in fact, my own sister, Paris also rising, Jifa, like I, he said, you operate like this man, oh. And I said, you have seen it well. Say, you operate like this man. Say, yes, you have seen it. Truly. I have now seen myself in the man. And the way the Lord connected me is a miracle. I was in Dubai when I had a call. It was when I got there that I realized that I wasn't the one they were calling. I was not the one they were calling. But you know, because of the seed, I went there with personal seed. And the seed from the church. Look, it was on Tuesday that I presented my personal seed. On Tuesdays, about 50 people consulting, 50 bishops and governors, apart from the same number of ordinary people. Yes. So on Tuesday, he missed not less than 150 people. Yes, not less than 150 for money. From morning till he's finished. Tuesday is his consultation. Then Wednesday morning and evening are his miracle service. Wednesday morning, we'll go there and the wife will take us through a school for evening service. How to receive miracles. The wife will take about 2 hours to take us through biblical teaching. Prepare those who want miracle healing. How to receive the evening service. Hey, come and see all over the place, on the streets. Come and see politicians, governors, big men, what do you call? I mean, come and see cars, Rolls Royce, Range Rovers, Lamborghini. Come and see things there. You can't, no, the security and the protocol is something else. And I was surprised that when I got there, I was going to sit with my friend who connected me to the PA, who called me when I was in Dubai, and then Victor Chukuma, my friend who linked me to the PA, because, I mean, he knows the PA. I don't know how to get there. You know, somebody linked me. We're just going to sit among the congregation there. They do Sunday school before the miracle service in the evening. Sunday school for 1 hour. That Sunday school alone is something else. Then when the service starts, I was just going to see among the congregation when some protocol, there is a way they dress. They say, follow me. Papa said, we should put you at the top there. I said, me? Say, yes. Two of you, we should put you at the top there. I started shaking. I went, they gave me a seat. My God. Ah! Then when he's coming, immediately the whole congregation will stand up. He comes with a team. My God, my God. When he enters the room, you know that something has entered. He will sit down with seat. Oh, my God, my God. I was told you'll be addressing the house. I started shaking. This guy, I started shaking. Not that I've not preached to crowd before. I've preached to stadium, Bobo Dilaso stadium before. So, I mean, it is not just about the crowd. But, I mean, such a level. I started shaking. But when it was time, the mic was given to me and the Lord led me. And in fact, when he took over, those of you who watched the video, he thanked the brother from Ghana. And the seed I brought from the church, he thought it was $2,000. But I wowed him. The church wowed him. Yes, the church wowed him. We sent a seed. Yes, apart from my personal seed, we sent a seed. And let me tell you, Proverbs 18:16, a seed opens the way. I have understood that scripture more than anything. Giving is good, oh. And let me tell you, anything you are giving, send the thing on a mission. Anything you are giving, lay hands and pray on the thing. And say, you, I am sending you out to connect me. I am sending you out to open my door. I am sending you out for this. I learned all those things there. My God. Today, I think this should be enough. I'll be giving it bit by bit. I want us to read Psalm 71, verse 17 and 18. Psalm 71, verse 17 and 18. Psalm 71. Psalm 71. Verse 17 and 18. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hither have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come. This verse 18, anyone who wants to live long, you can start praying like this. Let me tell you, when God knows that you want to declare his works to the nations, one of the things that Papa Mount White taught me is that, look, if only God knows that when he blesses you and makes you a billionaire, it will affect other people, my God, get ready. God will shock you. Anything you are looking for, if it is to make people, if it is to affect people, if through that thing, people will know God and people will get closer to God, forget about it. It's already done. It's done. This morning, the thing I'm sharing, we want to pray on is, I am alive to declare my legacy in Christ to all nations in prayer. I am alive to declare my legacy in Christ. What we have inherited in Christ, what Christ left for us. Do you know why you wake up from bed? You are from bed to declare. Do you know why you are alive today? You are alive today to declare the works of God. I'm telling you. You are alive today to let the nations, when we say nation, people, all tribes, know how faithful God has been. That's why he gave you life to live. We are not alive for our own, no, never. We are alive to declare the wondrous works of God. And how do we declare the wondrous works of God? It is through our problems and our challenges. I have come to learn one thing, please. Be careful what you say with your mouth in the challenges you go through. Declare that God is faithful. Declare that God is powerful. Declare that even in this challenge, God, you are manifesting yourself. Declare that in this challenge, I will see God. That was what Job said. He said, I know my Redeemer liveth. Job chapter 19, verse 25 and 26. I know my Redeemer liveth. And even though he slay me, yet within in my flesh will I see him. Yes, I will still see him in this situation. God, I will see at the end, he will stand up for me. And what happened? Yes. How will God express himself? I preach on Sunday, and I will continue that message on Sunday. God expresses or manifests himself through the things we go through. Today, I will take a little of your time. Through the things we do, what we go through. Please, your delay, your challenge, your whatever, it is a channel of God's expression. Somebody should write this down. Your situation is a channel of God's expression. Your challenge, your failure, your disappointment is a channel that God is going to express an attribute of himself. When we say attribute, a nature of God, it is only in that situation that God wants to show forth himself. He wants to show forth himself. I am telling you, that's why God allow us to live on earth. And that's why God hasn't taken Satan away. Even in Satan's attack, he expresses himself to shock the devil. He makes sure that the devil will never win. He makes sure that the devil will never have the final say. Child of God, who is online and who will be listening to this later, listen to me, the devil will never win. Look, why are you here on earth? Do you know the reason why you are here on earth? Do you know why you are born again? You are born again to continue the legacy of Christ. What has he left us? What has he left us? Eternal life. Power. Power, supernatural power. The Holy Spirit, the blood. Oh my God. Riches, wealth, wisdom, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. These are the things we use to overcome and to rule. Look, the Bible says that he has purchased us, Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, 10. He has purchased us and made us all kings and priests. Some say kingdom and priests. Do you know who a king is? King means dominion. So if you are a man, you are a king and you are a queen. You are to walk in dominion. And priest means intercessors. You are to intercede. You are the only one who can call on heaven and heaven will respond in your family. If you are born again, in your office, you are the only one who is connected to heaven. So you are a priest. And then you are also a prophet. Prophet, they speak creatively. Creatively, you are to speak into your situation. Beloved, we are alive to declare Christ's legacy. Who else will declare Christ's legacy? Also, Psalm 89 verse 2. Psalm 89 verse 2. Go into concordance and then look at declare. The word declare and preach. Psalm 89 verse 2. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. Psalm 89 verse 2. He didn't put it well the way I want. Let's look at Psalm 96 verse 3. Psalm 96 verse 3. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. I, for example, if you just say, God, bless me so that people may know that you are God. Show yourself strong. God, make me a billionaire so that people will know that you are the one who has blessed me. Look. Ha, ya, 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 ya. It's just a matter of time. When I was in Nigeria, the man of God said something to me. He hasn't come to Pig Farm before. He said, God has placed you and those people you are pastoring there to make a name for himself. And after that, all of you are going to carry a name. Wherever you pass, that name will be speaking for you. Hey! I said this. I started shaking. I started sweating. I realized that I need to be careful. The man speaks like God. Look, anything you just say, what is it? A lady came there with a father. Went to, yes, next. In fact, a governor came. Yes, I am governor. So, so, and so, so. He came with two bodyguards. And I've come. He said, who are you? He said, governor. You, You see? You politician. You are the people. When they vote you into power, your area. You see how people are poor. What are you doing for your people? You have come for what? To come and consult me? Come on, I don't know you. Get away. Get out. Next. I was shaking. Hey! I say, get out. Next. Who is the next person? Yes, Mr. Come. Are you the two of you? Is that your wife? Say no. Say my daughter. Come. Okay, the two of you come. The governor knelt down. Oh, come on. He doesn't. Ah! I say, wow. The security people have to come and take the governor out. Immediately he say, out. No. Yes. He doesn't change. Oh. He doesn't change. The man wields authority. This lady came. Immediately she started crying. Say, hey, why are you crying? You don't come here and cry before me. What? Don't you believe in God? I want to go and do law in America. I have the school. I mean, things are so difficult. They are not giving me visa. I've tried this and this and this. And the father too was standing there. Say, is that true? Say, yes. Then he said, why don't you want to do law in Nigeria? Eh? America don't respect black people. Oh. They don't respect us. Me, I've stayed in America for 20 years. I schooled there. I went to university. I did my master, but they don't respect you. God was using me there to perform miracles. They were mocking me. America. You. Why? You want to go to America for what? Okay. You want to go to America? I'll give you two conditions. Number one, promise me that you will not go and marry there. You will not marry a white. Because when you marry a white, they don't like black children. They don't want to have plenty of children. And we Africa, we like children. So, promise me that you'll not marry a white man. You'll come back One, promise me that you will not marry a white man. Two, promise me that you will retain and come and serve in Nigeria. They say yes. Then she knelt. When you go there, immediately you get there, you kneel down. I don't know. You kneel down. Yes, I knelt down. Those of you who saw the video. Yes, I knelt. When you talk, you'll be kneeling down. Then the lady was to say, I say, stop crying. I don't like this. What is America? What is visa? This was on Tuesday. Before my eyes. And then, okay, my father, you have heard what he has said. Lady, go and go to America. Just go. Go to America. Go to school. Go and do your law in America. Go to America. Come back and marry a Nigerian. Come back and work in Nigeria. Go. That was all. He didn't, he said, go. Okay, next. Do you know that Thursday, I was at the office. Thursday, when the lady came with the father, America Embassy have invited her to come for the visa. After Papa spoke, he didn't pray. He didn't lay hands. Many of you, when hands are not laid on you, we need to teach you how to receive from God. This morning, say, my Father in heaven. I thank you this morning.
I thank you this morning.
That you have given me life.
That you have given me life.
To declare your works.
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 That is why I am alive.
That is why I am alive.
That is why I am having this problem.
I am having this problem.
That is why I have these challenges.
That is why I have these challenges.
So that my Father in heaven.
So that my Father in heaven.
Will express himself.
Will express himself.
I can celebrate.
I can celebrate.
I can dance.
I can dance.
I can praise my God. Because in this situation, God is about to express himself.
To express himself.
To express himself.
Express himself.
To manifest himself.
To manifest himself.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Thank you for today.
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 Thank you for my life today.
Thank you for my life.
Thank you for my life today.
Thank you for my life.
Thank you for my life today.
Thank you for my life.
I am alive.
I am alive.
I am alive.
I am alive.
To declare
your wonder.
Your works, your wonders, unto all nations, unto all nations, unto all nations, unto all nations,
unto all nations,
unto all nations,
unto all nations,
unto all nations,
that through me,
in my family, they will see your works,
at my workplace,
they will see your works,
in my office,
they will see your works,
wherever I am.
Your works will manifest. Thank you, Lord.
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 This morning,
I declare
that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
I
de la Liboja, my level has changed.
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 Today,
my level has changed.
My level has changed.
Because
my Father,
my Creator,
my Maker
is alive
to make me,
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 to make me, to make me, speaking tongues right now. Ile papa rakata kabaru kutu kabara kata. Ile papa rukutu kabara kata kabali kiti kibara. Li papa rakata kabalu kutu kabara kata. Li prikiti kibaru kutu kabala kata.
Li papa rokoto kabarakata kabaya. Li papa rokoto kabarakata kabalekete. Li papa rokoto kabarokoto kabalekete. Brekete kabarokoto kabarakata kabale. Li papa rakata speaking tongues right now. Speaking tongues if you can. Li papa rakata kabalekete kabara. Li pepekete kabarokoto kabara. Li papekete kabarokoto kabale. Li brekete kabarokoto kabande. Li papa rakata kabalokoto kali. Wali kata. La bakara to kalikata li brekete kete kibaro koto kabara ili papa rakata kabale kete kibaro ili papa lokoto kabara kata kabale kete kibara ili papa lekete kibaro ili papa lokoto kabara kato kale papa li brekete kibaro koto kabale ili papa lokoto kabara kato kale baba Li brekete ke baro koto kaba utala basi. Li papa lokoto kabare kete ke baro. Ili papa lokoto kabara kato kale baba. Li brekete ke baro koto kabale kete ke baro. Papa lekete ke baro. Li papa lekete ke baro koto kabale. Li papa lokoto kabara kato kale baba. Brekete ke baro koto kabale kete ke baro koto kabaya. In Jesus' mighty name. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The Lord has given me life.
The Lord has given me life.
To live today.
To live today.
To destroy.
To destroy
the works of
the devil.
Whilst we are asleep. Any work that the devil has done, every operation, every satanic and evil incantations, invocations, curses, projections into the day, I destroy with the blood of Jesus Christ. I destroy with the blood. 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 I destroy with the blood.
I destroy with the
blood. I destroy with the blood. I destroy with the blood. I destroy with the blood. I destroy. Destroy. Destroy the works of the devil. Every works of the devil. In the night. In the night. When men were sleeping. When men were asleep. Whatever the devil has planted. Whatever he has projected. Into this day.
Into this day.
Whatever his agents. Have projected into this day to gain advantage over us, over the children of God,
over the
church.
We destroy.
We destroy. We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy.
We destroy them all. Ili papa rakata kabalike teke bara. Ili papa rokuto kabara. Ili papa rakata kabalike kabale. Ili papa rakata kabalike. Ili papa rakata kabalike. Evil spirits that have been invoked when we were asleep. The demons that have been projected into the world,
into the system,
to gain advantage over us. Let them be arrested. Let them be arrested.
Let them be arrested.
Let them be arrested. They cannot operate.
They cannot operate
all the powers and the charms and the spells that have been projected into the atmosphere
to gain advantage
over the children of God. For the children of over the children of from the children of the devil.
From the children of the devil.
Over the children of God.
Over the children of God.
All their charms.
All their charms.
Their witchcraft.
All their witchcraft.
Their incantations.
All their incantations.
Their spells.
All their spells.
That have been projected.
That have been projected.
That have been projected.
That have been projected.
Into the air.
Into the air.
Into the system.
Into the system.
To gain advantage.
To gain advantage.
Over the children.
Over the children.
Of God.
Of God.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
We neutralize them.
We neutralize
and
them.
And we nail them.
We nail them.
We neutralize them.
Neutralize
we nail them.
And we nail them.
Wherever they are found.
Wherever they are found.
in our offices,
in our offices,
at our workplaces,
at our workplace,
in the church,
in the church,
in our neighborhood,
in our neighborhood,
wherever they are,
wherever they are,
wherever they are gathered,
wherever they are gathered,
we destroy,
we destroy,
and nail them,
and nail them,
we destroy,
we destroy,
and nail them,
and nail them,
we destroy,
we destroy,
and nail them,
and nail them,
we destroy,
we destroy,
and nail them,
and nail them,
we destroy,
we destroy,
and nail them,
and nail them.
Let the demons,
let the demons,
and the powers,
and the powers
that have been projected,
have been projected,
be arrested,
be arrested,
be arrested,
be arrested,
be arrested,
be arrested
by the Holy Ghost fire.
By the Holy Ghost.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Be arrested by.
Be arrested.
Be arrested by the Holy Ghost fire.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Be arrested. Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
By the Holy Ghost fire.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested, be arrested.
Papa Rakata Kapa Rakata Kapa
Rakata
Kapa Rakata
Kapa
Rakata Kapa
Rakata
Rakata
Kapa Rakata
In Jesus' mighty name. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I declare.
I declare.
This day.
This day.
You are my covenant day.
You are my covenant day.
You are to manifest
you
me.
You are to manifest.
Manifest the best.
Manifest the best
in my life.
In my life.
This Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
You are my covenant day.
You are my covenant
day. According to God's
word. According to God's word.
In Jeremiah.
In Jeremiah.
33.
33.
25.
25.
And 26.
And 26.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
33.
33.
Verse 25.
Verse 25.
And 26.
And 26.
God's covenant.
God's covenant.
With day and night.
With day and night.
This day.
This day
is God's covenant.
Is God's covenant.
You are a covenant day.
You are a covenant day.
This Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
You are a covenant day.
18th of May.
You are a covenant day.
You are a covenant day.
18th of May.
18th of May.
You are my covenant day.
You are my covenant day.
Manifest.
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 My testimony.
My testimony.
Manifest.
Manifest.
My healing.
My healing.
Manifest.
Manifest.
My deliverance.
My deliverance.
Manifest.
Manifest.
My star.
My star.
Manifest.
Manifest.
My destiny.
My destiny.
Manifest.
Manifest.
My testimony.
My testimony.
Manifest.
Manifest.
My dream.
My dream.
Manifest.
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 The best.
The best
of the best.
Of the best.
The best.
The best
of the best.
Of the best.
You this day.
You this day.
The covenant day.
The covenant day
of the law.
Of the law
in my life.
In my life.
Manifest.
Manifest.
My expectations.
My expectations.
My expectations.
Manifest.
My expectations.
My expectations.
Manifest.
Manifest.
My answered prayer.
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 Manifest.
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 Manifest. My childbirth.
My childbirth.
Manifest.
Manifest.
My husband.
My husband.
My wife.
My wife.
Manifest.
Manifest.
My career.
My career.
My business.
My business.
My contract.
My contract.
Manifest.
Manifest.
My helpers.
My helpers.
My destiny helpers.
My destiny helpers.
My financiers.
My financiers.
Manifest.
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 This day.
This day.
Manifest.
Manifest.
Kata kata kata
kata kata
kata kata kata kata kata Ibrakata kabarakata, kipreketi kibarakata, lipipiketi kibarakata kabaya, ilipaparakata, lipaparakata, That's how we pray for the day. That's what we pray over the day. Lipaparakata kabarakata, lipaparakata kabadikiti kibaru. You are my covenant day. 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 You are my covenant day.
You are my covenant day.
You are my covenant day.
You are my covenant day.
You are my covenant day.
Le
papa rakata kapari.
Le
pepe kete kibaru kutu
kapari.
Le papa roku tu kapari.
Le
papa rekete kibaru.
Le
pepe kete kibaru. Kali karaka tu kali papa. Le papa rakata kapara. Le papa roku tu kapara kata kapari. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
See, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Creator.
My Creator.
My Maker.
My Maker.
My Lord Jesus Christ.
My Lord Jesus Christ.
who is alive,
who is alive,
seated
at the right hand side,
of my Father, I have come.
To understand
that
every situation,
every challenge,
every difficulty,
every problem, every suffering,
every pain
that comes my way
is a channel
of your manifestation.
It's a channel
of expressing
your attribute.
Therefore,
this covenant day,
my Father in heaven,
manifest yourself,
express yourself
in my situation,
express your attribute, express your nature, in this situation. Mention the situation right now, in this pain, in this delay, in this anxiety, in this marital problem, in this marital challenge, in this situation, in this suffering, in this setback, in this situation,
express yourself
for all nations
to know that you are God.
For all nations
to know
that you are God.
For my family,
for my colleagues,
at my workplace,
in my office,
in the church,
wherever they are,
for them to know
that I am serving
a living God.
Manifest yourself.
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 Manifest yourself. It is working.
It is working.
Manifest yourself.
Manifest yourself.
Manifest your
power.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say you this situation.
You the situation.
You are God's channel.
You are God's channel
of expression.
Of expression.
Now I want to address the situation. But let me give you this testimony. I will take 15 minutes of your time today. Let me give you this testimony. Listen. There is a court case. Somebody was encroaching on the land that my grandfather gave to my father and my uncle. And because they were in Accra here, they were not mining, some of the elders conspired and gave a portion to a lady who was a business woman, put up stores and helps them and all that. And this lady keeps on encroaching. And recently, she started building another house at a part of the land that was not good at all, but nobody could stop her. So we went to one of the elders, commanded that the place should be broken. And now she took us to court. And so for about 2 months now, the matter went to police station and it went to court. And it was like the elders are divided. Majority are with us, but about two or three are with her. And this lady and the other two, they delve in juju. She has threatened that she's sending the thing to juju. People will die, we shall die, and all that. I were praying. So they were to go to court yesterday for the final. Now, we were charged for breaking the rules, because I understand according to law, we should have come to report. So that was a fine. We understood. I had to pay that fine. Because the thing is with me, but because I'm in Accra here, the elders in my hometown, they are handling the thing with my brother on my behalf. Sunday, after God gave this message that in every situation he is expressing himself, So after church, I came and prayed a Monday when I was resting. I said, God, this was what you said I should go and preach on Sunday. That our situations are your channels of expression. So that is the only way that people will know that we are serving you. So God, tomorrow, the final day at the court, let people know that you have really called me and that we are serving the living God. Yesterday, when they got to court, when the case was called, the judge said he is only dealing with the fine. The lady brought a huge amount. She wanted to make money. And the judge laughed. He said, number one, I am not talking about the land case. That one, your people should go and write a petition and bring. Then I will judge. But listen to me, lady. Look at me, lady. Number one, this amount you have brought, you just want to make money, eh? Never. The judge slashed the thing to about a fifth. Just some small amount. Say, because they told you not to do it and you did it. So you must also pay penalty. Then the judge told the lady, listen, you are an encroacher. That place does not belong to you. From what I've said, I've heard about the case. This elder who gave the place to you, the place does not belong, does the place belong to him? No. So, lady, I am waiting. Let the elders bring the petition. You are going to pack and leave that land immediately. I am going to give you 21 days to break everything that you have done there for the owners, the rightful owners, to possess the land. You see, everybody was shaking because she was the one who sent the case. She sent the thing to the police and it became a court case. She wants us to be jailed. But listen to me. I say to you online, child of God, anybody that has made a case against you, let that case stand against the person. Let that case stand against the person in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now look at that situation right now, finally. Say the name of Jesus Christ. You this condition.
You this condition.
You this situation.
You this situation.
That is confronting me.
That is confronting
you are a channel.
You are a channel.
Of God's expression.
Of God's expression.
You are a channel.
You are a channel.
You are a channel.
You are a channel.
This delay.
It's
a channel.
It's a channel.
This pain.
It's
a channel.
It's a channel.
This setback.
It's a channel.
It's a channel. This delay.
It's a channel. It's a channel.
Stagnation.
It's a channel.
It's a channel. This persecution.
In my office.
In my office.
At my workplace. By my boss and my colleagues.
It's a channel.
This persecution.
By my husband.
My wife.
It's a channel.
Of God's expression.
This condition.
You are a channel.
You are a channel.
You are a channel.
This sickness, this disease.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Attack, this fear, you are a channel.
You are a channel.
You are a channel.
Of God's expression.
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 Because
this is the only way
that my Father in heaven
can express himself.
Any suffering
I am going through.
Any scarcity.
Any lack.
I am going through.
Financial lack.
Whatever it is that is confronting me.
I
say to you.
You are a channel.
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 Of God's manifestation.
You are a channel.
You are a channel.
Of God's expression.
Of God's
you are a channel.
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 Through you.
Through you.
From today. Through you.
Through you.
From today.
God
is expressing
His attribute.
His nature.
His nature.
Through you.
through this problem, through this challenge, accommodation challenge,
health challenge,
financial challenge,
whatever challenge it is,
career challenge,
whatever challenge it is,
through this challenge,
all nations
will know
that I am serving
a living God.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Quicken me.
Quicken me.
Quicken me.
Quicken me.
Alert me.
Alert me.
To know.
To know.
How God,
is expressing himself.
Alert me,
quicken me,
to know,
what this day,
is releasing,
Holy Spirit,
make me alert,
of this covenant day,
make me alert,
of this covenant day,
make me alert,
make my spirit alert,
make my spirit awake,
make my spirit awake,
make my spirit alert,
make my spirit alert.
Make my spirit alert.
Make my spirit alert.
Make my spirit alert.
Toward God.
Toward God.
Toward God.
Toward God.
Toward this day.
Toward this day.
Is releasing.
Is releasing.
Toward this day.
Toward this day.
Is releasing.
Is releasing.
Toward this day.
Toward this day.
Is releasing.
Is releasing.
Toward this day.
Toward this day.
Is releasing.
Is releasing.
Toward this day.
Toward this day.
Is releasing.
Toward this day.
Toward this day.
Is releasing.
Is releasing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For the answered prayer.
For the answered prayer.
For today.
For today,
I celebrate.
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 Ratakabashakata.
Just thank
the Lord right now.
Thank you, Lord, thank you for today's time.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.